Hi friends, this is Compassion Podcast. On the 21st of May, we will have a short online program called Night of Compassion. And we want to invite you to that program. The program will begin at 8 p.m. Beijing time. You can keep the date and you can invite your friends. Remember that God is your Father. See you at the Night of Compassion.
Welcome to Compassion's audio podcast. This podcast shows the compassionate and the loving heart of God through Jesus Christ. You don't have to run away from God, but you can come close to Him. Jesus tasted death for everyone in all the world. And He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Enjoy the message.
Coming up on Compassion Podcast.
But still, Jesus is the physician. He is the doctor. He has come. Jesus says, "The one who is well does not need a physician, but they that are sick." Jesus is the physician. What makes Jesus feel like he is in his place is sinners. What makes Jesus useful? The sinners, the weak, the failures. He is the Savior. There is only one explanation for God's sacrifice for us. It is not us. It is the riches of His grace. You know, the Bible says, to the praise of the glory of His grace, which He bestowed upon us, it made us to be accepted in the Beloved in Christ. And then He says, in Him, in Christ, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. And that is how to explain all of this. It is according to the riches of God's grace. It is all free. It is not a response to our worth, because we were worth nothing. We were sinners, dead in trespasses and sins. It is the overflow of His grace. In fact, that is what divine love is in the end. A passion to be interested in undeserving sinners at great cost. This is our God. This God that we just took time to talk about, this God came into this world in the form of Jesus Christ. The Bible says God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their sins against them. But when He came, because He came. But when He came, what was His mission? Where did He go? Which people did He hang out with? And which people did He come for? While on earth, He associated with some of the worst in the society. He ate with them, walked with them, talked with them, and made Himself available to them, attended social functions with them. The Lord showed such graciousness that they labeled Him a friend of sinners. Friend of sinners. They were right to call Him friend of sinners. Actually, they said He is the friend of tax collectors and sinners. John the Baptist came. He was mostly fasting, eating locusts, eating honey, and they said John had a demon. Jesus came. He was eating, drinking. They said He was a drunkard and a glutton. And then they named Him a friend of tax collectors and sinners. That was His title. Allow me to say this. All the other people were sinners as well. The Pharisees were sinners. His disciples were sinners. Every other person at that time was a sinner. The only one who was not a sinner is the Lord Himself. How can they be righteous when Jesus has not died and the Lord has not yet shed His blood on the cross? No one could be righteous before that. So even His disciples were sinners as well. Do you remember when Peter worked all night, caught nothing? The next day, Jesus used Peter's boat to preach because the people were just pressing the Lord close to the lake. After Jesus used Peter's boat, He told Peter to lay down his net for fishing. Peter did what the Lord told him, and Peter caught so much fish that his net began to break. When Peter realized this, he said to Jesus, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man." He said that, "I am a sinful man." And yet Jesus chose him. It baffles my mind. And then the Lord said to him, "Today you'll be fishers of men." Peter knew he was sinful. The people that Jesus chose to follow him were all sinners. At some point, Jesus said to them, "I call you friends." But let's go back to our question that we were trying to ask. He came, the Lord came. When he came, what was his mission? Don't forget this. He said a thief only comes in order for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But then he stated his mission. "I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." That's why he came. That was his mission. And we have more, but this was what was missing. Where did he go? Which people did he hang out with? Which people did he come for? Please, let's go back to Mark chapter 2, our opening text. Let's look at verse 13:1-3. We can read from the New King James Version, NKJV. Mark chapter 2, verse 13:1-3. "Then he," that's Jesus, "went out again by the sea, and all the multitude came to him, and he taught them." Isn't that wonderful? They came to him, he taught them. Verse 14. "As he passed by, he saw Levi," this is Matthew, "he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax office. And he said to him, 'Follow me.'" So Matthew, Levi, he arose and followed him. Verse 15. "Now it happened, as he was dining in Levi's house, that many tax collectors and many sinners also sat together with Jesus." Many. This is great number of tax collectors, great number of sinners, all kinds of sinners, thieves, robbers, harlots, any other sin we can think of, mix like that. But there were many, great number of them. They came to sit together with Jesus and also together with his disciples, great number of them. So the Bible says, they also sat together with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many. Can you see that in the Bible? "For there were many, and they followed him." Verse 16. "And when the scribes and the Pharisees saw him eating with the tax collectors and sinners," they saw Jesus eating with tax collectors and sinners. You know, for you to eat with somebody, for you to eat with certain kind of people, It speaks of association. When the scribes and the Pharisees, they know him to be a rabbi. He's a holy man. So what is wrong here? When the scribes and the Pharisees saw him eating with the tax collectors and sinners, they said to his disciples, mind you, they didn't ask the Lord. They asked his disciples, "How is it?" They are baffled. They are wondering, "How is it that your teacher, he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners?" How is it? Tax collectors. Please understand this. Tax collectors were considered the most wicked people of the culture. Tax collectors. Because they could rob you legally. They could rob you legally. They were required to collect a certain amount of taxes for the Roman government. But they could add as much extra as they wanted. And the people had to pay that amount. They could rob you legally, these tax collectors. They were the most hated people of Jesus' day. Even prostitutes hated them. You know why? Because they were taking taxes from prostitutes. It was that bad, tax collectors. But then, the name they gave him was this. He is a friend of tax collectors and sinners. So, verse 16, they are wondering, the scribes and the Pharisees, when they saw him, Jesus, eating with the tax collectors and sinners, they said to his disciples, How is it that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners? How? What is wrong? What is happening? And then verse 17, when Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick." The Lord is saying, they are sick. I am the physician. They are not well. I am the doctor. For man to kill another man over something that does not belong to him, obviously, man is sick. For man to say it brings glory to God to destroy people with bombs, obviously, man is sick. There are things that we see and hear in this world, and then we wonder, how can man do this thing? The thing is, man is sick. This is spiritual sickness. His spirit is separated from God, who is life. The touch of life in his spirit is not there. If life is absent, then what takes place is death. It's called spiritual death. The core of man is his spirit. And if that part has a defect, it will affect everything about him. If the spirit is sick, it affects the soul, it affects the body. It affects his character, it affects his behavior, it affects his relationships. An evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, brings out evil things. Because man is sick spiritually, he can be sick physically. He can be sick in his body. He can be sick in his finances. He can be sick in his family relationships. He can be sick in his morals. He can be sick in his character. He can be sick in his academics. It doesn't matter the kind of sickness. Jesus still heals the sick. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Sometimes, certain sicknesses are incurable. They have no cure. When we go to the hospital, that's where we see people in deep suffering, those in deep pain. But still, Jesus is the physician. He is the doctor. He has come. Why are there doctors? Who are doctors sent to? Is the doctor sent to the one who is well? Or is the doctor sent to the one who is not well? If there is a doctor who has discovered a medicine, to whom is this doctor sent? Which people? Is it to those who are perfectly healthy? I don't think so. You put this doctor who has discovered a medicine, you put him down in a district where there are no sick persons, and he feels he's not in his place. There is nothing for him to do. Jesus says, the one who is well does not need a physician, but they that are sick. Jesus is the physician. What makes Jesus feel like he is in his place is sinners. What makes Jesus useful is sinners, the weak, the failures. He is the Savior. If Jesus came and all were perfectly healthy, then he will have nothing to do. You might say the reason why I don't go to Christian gatherings is because I feel like I'm a sinner. I don't want to be a hypocrite. You are exactly the person Jesus came for. It is clear that the great medicines of grace, the great medicines of redemption, are for the sick in spirit, soul, and body. These medicines cannot be for the healthy because they are not for the healthy. If you, dear friend, feel that you are spiritually sick, the physician has come into the world for you. If you are broken by reason of your sin, you are the very person aimed at in the plan of salvation. I say that the Lord of love, he had you in mind when he arranged the system of grace. Man is sick. Jesus says, I am the doctor. All men became sick because of Adam and Eve's sin. This sickness is in any man that is born into this world. Man has rebelled against God. Man is sick. Man has lived only for himself. Man is sick. Man has become selfish. Man is sick. But God, who is rich in mercy, sent his son, Jesus Christ, to receive the punishment, the beatings, the slapping, the scourging, the piercing, the spitting, the death for you and for me. Jesus, by his death, turned aside the wrath of God from man by taking it upon himself. As he hung on the cross, he bore our sins in his body and endured the full force of God's wrath in our place. He himself bore our sins in his body and suffered, the righteous for the unrighteous. He was made sick with our sicknesses, so that man can be made whole and well, spiritually and also physically. He took all kinds of sicknesses upon himself. Cancer, TB, arthritis, liver failure, all kinds of terminal and incurable sicknesses. He took it all. Surely, the Bible says, he has borne our sicknesses and carried our pains. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed, and also we were healed. He was made sin with our sin, so that we will be made the righteousness of God. He was made poor with our poverty, so that we will be made rich with his riches. He was cursed with our curse. The Bible says Christ has redeemed us from the curse. How? By becoming a curse for us, so that the blessing of Abraham will come upon the Gentiles, that is the non-Jews, you and I. The justice of God demands eternal death as penalty for our sin. But by his death, Jesus Christ completely satisfied the justice of God. God is completely satisfied. On the ground of this work, anyone who accepts Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, God gives him complete forgiveness of sins. God gives that man his own righteousness, God's own righteousness. God gives that man eternal life. God gives that man victory over sin, Satan, and demonic influence. God gives that man a right to sit together with Christ in the heavens. God gives that man a home in heaven after life on earth. God gives that man the name of Jesus to use in prayer and receive answers. God gives that man protection and care. God gives that man the Holy Spirit and his gifts. God gives that man a son's place or daughter's place in the family of God. God gives that man a right to be translated at the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. God gives that man a right to immortality for the body. God gives that man an inheritance in the new heavens and the new earth. God gives that man a right to live with him throughout eternity. He said to them, I did not call the righteous. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Right now, Jesus is raised and seated in heavenly places far above all principality and power. All his exaltation and all his strength are for our benefit. He is exalted to be a prince and to be a savior, so that he will give all that is needed for salvation for all who come under his rule. Jesus has nothing which he will not use for a sinner's salvation. I repeat, Jesus has nothing which he will not use for a sinner's salvation. When we were weak, dead in sins, the Bible says in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. That was his mission. Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, he said this. He said, there is no man who has sinned beyond the bounds of redemption, which is in Christ Jesus. Though your sins may be as scarlet, they could be as white as snow. Jesus doesn't see sinners and just leave them in that state. He changes them. No one has a better savior than we have. No one. God's mercy is so great. He turns sinners into saints. He turns worse sinners into his friends. God knows we have sinned against him. We have committed an unthinkable sin. But God says, I want to forgive you. Jesus knows all about us, and he wants to love us and forgive us of all of these things. He is that good. He saves people from their sins. He is the savior of sinners and also savior of the saints. That is why he came. He is the God who pardons iniquity and passes over transgressions. He does not retain his anger forever. The Bible says because he delights in mercy. He will again have compassion on you and will subdue your iniquities and will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. They asked him, how is it that this man, he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners? The Lord gave them two answers. Let's close with this. He said, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. The second reason, I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
Wherever are and you're listening to this short message and you want to receive all that Jesus did for you on the cross and you want to make him the Lord of your life, please pray this prayer after me. Say, dear God, I thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to come die for me. I believe in my heart that you, God, you raised him from the dead. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from today. I receive your eternal life now, and I ask for your Holy Spirit to come and dwell and live in me now. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations, if you prayed that simple prayer, you are now a child of God, a son or daughter of God. You're welcome to this great family. God bless you.
Thank you for downloading this podcast. If you were helped in any way by this episode, please give us your review and subscribe to receive latest messages like these. If you want to contact us on a personal level, please send us an email to the email address in the description below. We would love to hear from you. Keep on hearing and keep on growing. And remember that God is your Father. Stay tuned for the next episode.